but so much inaction happening right across the nation. It's really sad. And, you know, like, you can't blame just the police. You can't blame, you know, even the politicians. You can't blame them because there's something stopping them, and we have to find out what that is. But the one thing that is important is that, yes, we need to lobby for more healing centers. We need to lobby for women shelters for leaving violence. Where are they supposed to go if they're leaving a violent situation?
Thank you so much, Gladys. Thank you, Roy, for this really important conversation.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. But, you know, I would say, you know, we have to stop somewhere with this violence against women. We have to bring back our education programs for the kids and the women. And we have to rejuvenate the women's hope, because we weren't born just to you know, die on the streets like this. We weren't born for that.
Thanks,
we deserve
so
to be treated with respect from everybody. We're the life givers of society.
Thanks so much, Gladys. That's really true. That about wraps up our hour on women and homelessness. The second hour of the 14-hour live radio broadcast, the Homelessness Marathon, being played in 35 cities on community stations across the country, including CHUM in Whitehorse, CKLB in Yellowknife, EJFF in Burnaby, UFUU in Victoria, UFBX in Kamloops, CHLY in Nanaimo, CITR in Vancouver, BJMP in Powell River, CIUL in Abbotsford, CFUR in Prince George, CJLY in Melton, CKUF in Gabriel Island, CFRO in Vancouver, CKXU in Lethbridge, CJSW Calgary, CJFR Edmonton, CJTR Regina, CSCR Saskatoon, CKUW Winnipeg, CHUO Ottawa, CFMU Hamilton, CFRU Guelph, CJAM Windsor, CILU Thunder Bay, CFRC Kingston, CFBU St. Catharines, CHRY Toronto.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." "Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Did nobody seem to know me, baby? Everybody passed me by.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say for Thursday, February 25th. My name's Christian.
Hi, I'm Fleur.
And welcome to the program. Tonight, we actually only have about a 45-minute show, so it's going to be a little shorter than usual. UBC Thunderbird Sports will be taking over the program at about 6:45. So we have a very short program tonight, and we're actually going to focus on Black History Month, which is this month. So we thought we'd try to scratch the surface a little bit of some of the great black musicians of our time and times past.
Well, I mean, yeah, black music is such a great example of the movement influencing the music and the music influencing the movement. We did really want to do an hour and a half, but we only have 45 minutes, so we're going to work with what we have. At the start of the show, you heard the one of the most famous speeches of all time.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. speaking about it was the March of Washington. It was the March on Washington in 1968, and talking about the civil rights movement. And he was in 1964. Martin Luther King Jr. became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. So we thought we'd open up with Martin Luther King.
Set the tone with that.
Exactly,
yeah.
Because he's such an important part of black history, and also a huge influence on a lot of black musicians over the years.
Yeah, definitely. I know, like we said, 45 minutes won't quite do it justice. We're going to mainly let the musicians do the speaking, so to speak, for this show, because 45 minutes definitely doesn't do it justice, and we're not going to have a whole lot of time to really say too much about them. But we do have some great musicians, black musicians, that we're going to be playing on the show tonight.
Yeah, we tried to do it in a bit of a kind of chronological order. I know that there's some big genres missing, and yeah, we do apologize. 45 minutes isn't long enough, but we started off with a great blues musician, Robert Johnson, with the Crossroads, who not much is known about him because he died at the age of 27, but yeah, he has been quite influential throughout the years.
Yeah, he influenced generations of musicians, including, you know, Muddy Waters, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, the Stones, so some very big names. And that song, Crossroad Blues, actually recorded in 1936, and it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998, so a pretty well-known song. Next song we got coming up is by Odetta. It's called Waterboy. She was a great singer, actress, guitarist, songwriter, and a human rights activist, often referred to as the voice of the civil rights movement, actually. So,
yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't get the whole song. We were looking for it for quite some time. So this is a little excerpt from Waterboy by Odetta on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
There ain't no hand.
taxes, freeze my wages, and send my son to Vietnam. You give me second-class houses and second-class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second-class fools, Mr. Backline? I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blues.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And we're 15 minutes into paying homage to all the black music to celebrate Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. You just heard a trifecta of brilliant black musicians. We just heard Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters and Little Walter with You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover.
Such a great track. Bo Diddley, a great American rock and roll vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter, actually often referred to as the originator because of his key role in the transition from the blues genre to actually rock and roll. So, great song with three great black musicians. And before that was Nina Simone with Backlash Blues, another great song by a very, very talented civil rights activist in Nina Simone.
Nina Simone's probably best known for her song Cinnamon, and I Put a Spell on You, and she was one of the most influential black women during her time in the 60s and 70s who spoke out against injustices. So we had to put Nina Simone in there. We decided to choose something that was a little bit less unknown. So the next, we're going to keep on trucking because we've only got a few more minutes. The next song we're going to hear is Mavis Staples with an old gospel song called Eyes on the Prize, or Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, or Hold On. There's a few incarnations of this song. Mavis Staples headlined Folk Festival last year, 2009.
Yeah,
I saw it. Brilliant.
Still touring at the age of 70, and she's actually playing 4 dates in March in Seattle. So if you like this song, you can check her out. She's just down the road in Seattle. So here's Mavis Staples with Eyes on the Prize on Are You Aware?
In jail, had no money but to go there. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Began to shout. Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom flower. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Hey! Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Out of their problems and out of their quarrels, and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect for the women of the world. Just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Can. We can. We if we want. Yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Break the mighty. Yes, we can. I know we can.
Of the children of the world. They're our strongest hope for the future, the little bit of boys and girls.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live.
Help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. Get together now. Get together, get together now.
Special guest, Free Energy from Philadelphia. If you want tickets, go to Zulu Records, Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, or check out ShenuPresents.com.
There's a midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall.
Hey!
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. That was a great track by Sly and the Family Stone. Lots of fun. Another great group of black musicians. Really well known. I think probably a lot of people out there would have recognized that that song for sure.
And obviously a lot of Sly and the Family Stone's lyrics are around racial equality and social responsibility and things like that. But I think the biggest influence that they had obviously was with the psychedelic funk and soul that came after them. And they were the first integrated band that was out in the mainstream. So that was that's something to really think about, especially at that time in the 70s where the civil rights movement had started reaching a new stage. The Black Power movement had come through after Martin Luther King's assassination. And I think it was a really important statement for Sly and the Family Stone to have those to have not only black but white musicians with them, to show that it's not about the racial superiority of one over the other. It's about racial equality. So we've got to give them props.
Good point. Before that, that was Lee Dorsey with "Yes We Can," another great song. It had me sing along in studio. Love that one.
Come on, Christian. You know what you want to say. Do it.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. But next, we've got coming up another great track that'll have me dancing in the studio for sure. It's Grandmaster Flash with The Message. I think I remember, you know, growing up seeing this video for the first time, and I was like, what is this type of music? I love it. And Grandmaster Flash is one of the pioneers of hip-hop DJing, cutting and mixing, and is definitely definitely influenced the art of hip-hop from when he came on the scene. And when he joined forces with the Furious Five, they put some great vocals down over what he was doing. So, yeah, here's Grandmaster Flash with The Message.
It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move on, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and tango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so sedated, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac. A mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My son said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creel and Raheem, man?
Hey, upstairs, cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, yo?
Yo, we can go down to the beach, man.
Go check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Stop.
Why again,
she
man?
She got hurt. What's happening? What the hell?
May your Pinot be sour. May the stuff you do be 96% flour. May the
famous rapper you bring to your daughter, sweet 16. Get surprised and walk out and sit born with the spleen. Many squads you high, be bad with instructions, and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper. May this make your parties guess what set they white Russians, and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be all in the bisc in the kitchen. May I assume your autobiography is found in the fiction, cause only breaking back to others where you got all your cash. So we make the revolution, I hope your life sucks ass. All my people in the place, put your fist in the air. I'm a down man, get up out of your chairs. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that, right there. Get up.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And we just heard the super mega group, I guess, the Street yeah. Sweepers Social Club. This rap rock group consists of Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine fame and Boots Riley of The Coup, both very political and influential bands in their own right. And when I was doing my research, I really liked this little quirk thing that I found. After a coup show in Los Angeles, Morello approached Riley over dinner with the idea of forming a band to play anthems for the revolution. So if someone suggests that, you really can't say no, especially if it's Tom Morello. You're like, sure, whatever.
Whatever Tom Morello asked me to do, I would say yes for sure.
Exactly. So that was 100 Little Curses, a great song, some really important lyrics. We wanted to put a band in there that is new and that has a lot of things to say around equality and stuff.
Definitely.
Like that.
And I think that's a good pick, forming in 2006. So we've got one more song for you before Thunderbird Sports comes in and does their thing. So we're going to leave you with one that I'm going to say most people know, a very influential hip-hop group called Public Enemy. What else can we say?
I just, before we announce it, I just was watching something on Much More Music today, and they had Chuck D quote about this song, and he said, "You got to fight the power or the power will devour you."
Great, great quote from a very influential black hip-hop artist. So I don't think we can say anything about this. This song speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So here's Public Enemy with Fight the Power on CITR 101.9.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Funky drummer, music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey!
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the powers that be. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with houses, that's the line. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrived. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness.
The rest of show. You got to go with what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
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 We've got to fight the powers that be. To me, you see, straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain.
What the f*** you mean, John Wayne?
Cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Already,
I'm hyped cause I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people. No delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Thanks for listening. This is Andrew Longhurst coming to you from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, bringing you the latest in Olympics coverage from a fully independent perspective. We are bringing you the highlights of our coverage for Thursday and Friday the 25th and 26th of February. The closing ceremonies of the Games are only 3 days away, but Olympics resistance activities continue in Vancouver. I spoke with Anna Hunter, an organizer with the Olympics Resistance Network. We discussed the ongoing tent city in the downtown east side, the closing ceremonies demonstration planned for Sunday, the 28th of February, and the Olympics Resistance Convergence. We're almost to the end of the Olympic Games, and the closing ceremonies are coming up this weekend. What's the Olympic Resistance Network been up to at this point, and where is organizing at this point in terms of protests and rallies and just day-to-day activities?
Well,
The Olympic Resistance Network called for our official convergence between the 10th and the 15th of February. And on the final day, on the 15th, Tent City was set up in the downtown east side to highlight the ongoing problems of gentrification and poverty and homelessness in the city, and also the problems that have been exacerbated by the Olympics. And so that has been ongoing. It's been a huge success holding that space. It's been happening on a lot owned by Concord Pacific, one of the biggest condo developers in the city, and also a recent Olympic sponsor. So that's been maintained. Other than that, the ORN has been building and planning for a demonstration to coincide with the closing ceremonies on the last day of the Games, an opportunity for people to express the unified voice that exists in Vancouver that is still opposed to the Games, even on its last.